Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ooh, yeah! Woo! Heck yeah, baby!
Gives to Strolls, angling left, has room, 15, 10, 5,
15.
Jackpot! He got it, he got it, he got it! Touchdown, Antonio Gates!
112 career touchdown catches, that's the most by an NFL tight end all time.
I would have hoped that if people would have figured it out, I'd just like to play football.
This is Score More with Garrett Sisti.
Let's go!
What's up, good people? Welcome to Score More. I'm back. Thanks for joining me. Another little just off-the-cuff podcast today. Not so many bells and whistles. Eddie is back, though. The intern has joined us. He hasn't done his full time yet. Sounds like a prison sentence, and maybe it kind of is working for us. But no, I'm kidding. He gets no benefits or gets paid. And we trash him live on mic. But Eddie's our buddy, and we love him. So today, listen, 6-0. What do you take from that? A win is a win. Offense didn't look good. Defense shut him out against a very stagnant and very low-end NFL offense for the Patriots. So I don't want to cover any of that game. We know how everything's shaked out for the week. Don't want to really go over the highlights because I got a whole thing we're going to do here today. So Eddie and I talked, and we're going to talk about the playoff picture. Now, I don't mean picture, like the picture and the overall overlay of what the Chargers would have to do to make the playoffs. We mean pitcher, as in the amount of alcohol you'll need to drink by the end of this to make sense of how the Chargers can get into the playoffs. So we're going to break down the playoff picture and how the Chargers could possibly make it. It's low. Chances are low, but there's still a chance. And you're going, Garrett, why give them hope? Them meaning the, you know, serial optimists, which in football is good to have to a point, of course. Nobody wants to just have the Chargers lose every game during the season. That's no fun. Why even be a fan if you're rooting for that many losses? But I know a lot of you are on the tankathon and ready to get a higher pick for the Chargers because the odds are so low for them to make the playoffs. But if there's any time to talk about the playoffs, it's literally right now. And once they have a loss, which could happen as soon as this weekend against the Broncos, they could start to basically be knocked out of the playoff pictures, if not entirely knocked out of the playoff pictures. So if they lose to the Broncos, we're probably talking like 0.5% chance to make the playoffs or whatever it's going to be. It's going to be really, really low. It might not be that low. I don't know what it's going to be. But right now, chances are somewhat high. Well, I don't want to say high. They're as high as they're going to get unless they go on a big winning streak. So what we're going to break down is what the Chargers need to happen, the teams that are in front of them, and how this could all shake out. Because, I mean, quite honestly, there's some things that could happen where it makes it really, really close. So let's talk about it. First, let's look at the playoff picture as of today and go from there. So here's the playoff picture. And for this exercise, let's go ahead and just assume that the top four win their division. You got the Dolphins, Ravens, Chiefs, and Jaguars. I know Trevor Lawrence got hurt, but looks like the injury isn't as serious as it seemed on Monday night. So let's just assume all those teams win their division. Whether they're one through four, that doesn't matter. They clinch their division, okay? So Dolphins, Ravens, Chiefs, Jaguars, they're the top four. Then we're moving on to wild card. Number five right now, if the season ended, would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kenny Pickett is out. Colts lost Anthony Richardson. They got Gardner Minshew at quarterback right now in the sixth seed. You got the Browns, who lost Deshaun Watson, and they've got Joe Flacco playing quarterback right now. So those three are the wild card spots right now. Then on the bubble, you've got the Texans, who have the rookie C.J. Stroud, who's looking really good. You got the Broncos, who went on a winning streak here. The Bills, who seem to be declining at the moment. You've got the Bengals, who looked pretty sharp on Monday night. And then at number 12, you've got the Chargers. So, like I mentioned, those three teams right now in the wild card all lost their starting quarterback. So it's possible. Let's look at first the Chargers schedule going forward to the end of the season. This weekend, they play the Broncos at home. Then you've got the Raiders on the road. You've got Buffalo at home. You got to go into Mile High and beat the Broncos week 17. And then the last game of the season is against Kansas City. Denver is really hot, and they caught the Broncos at the wrong time because early in the season they were losing games at a pretty rapid clip. Then they went on a winning streak, lost last week, and that's what kind of helps the Chargers' playoff seating right now. Both teams in the division who played lost. Chiefs lost, Broncos lost, Raiders were on a bye. So they're third in the division right now. They're a game behind the Denver Broncos. So that means right now, sitting at 5-7, winning out would be ideal, obviously, in a perfect world. That seems a little far-fetched, if not a lot far-fetched. So if they went and they won out, they're at 10-7. We're going to look at the other teams in front of them and their records going forward, but 10-7, maybe 9-8. 9-8 might be able to do it, but there's a lot of congestion up top here outside of the top four. So let's look at these teams that are ahead of the Chargers that are on the bubble and in the wild card spots right now. Let's look at their schedule, and then I just broke down whether I thought they would win or lose going forward and what their record's going to be. We'll look at the end and then where it stacks up and where the Chargers are.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So let's start with the Steelers at number five. So if you're rooting for a Chargers playoff run here and getting one of the wild card spots, it starts Thursday night and you want the Patriots to beat the Steelers. It does twofold. One, Steelers lose and they drop in the standings. And also the Patriots win and that hurts their draft stock because boy, am I afraid of Bill Belichick teaming up with Caleb Williams, and they're getting close to Caleb Williams' range with all the losses they're piling up right now. So God help us if that happens, because I am so tired of that franchise. They had it with Brady, and then to just hop over to Caleb Williams just a few short years later would just suck. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. At any rate, here's what I think will happen. I think regardless, even with Rudolph starting, Patriots aren't good. So I got the Steelers winning that game. I got the Steelers beating Indianapolis. I just think Mike Tomlin will end up getting that win. But the three games after that, I think Cincinnati's rolling right now. Seattle's a good team, and Baltimore's a good team. So I think they go on a three-game losing streak to end the season. So I think they're going to be 9-8 at the end of the year. So Steelers sitting at 9-8. Then we're on to the Colts. Like I mentioned, Bengals kind of rolling. So I think the Bengals end up winning and the Colts lose against Pittsburgh. I called the game just before that where Pittsburgh wins. So that means this is a loss for Indianapolis. I think the Indianapolis Colts get a win against the Falcons, who are not very good. I think they will get a win against the Raiders, who are kind of struggling a little bit. A little hot with Pierce early on, starting to fall off a little bit afterwards. So I think Colts get this win. And then I think the Texans get the win over the Colts. So they win two of their last five, which means their record is 9-8, just like the Steelers. Then in the seventh seed right now is the Cleveland Browns. Again, they're starting Joe Flacco. So this is a tough team right now if you're rooting for them to go to the playoffs, because they've lost multiple quarterbacks now. So they're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence might not play that week, but Jacksonville defense is pretty good, and I just don't think Joe Flacco is going to get anything going. So I think the Browns lose that game. I think they win against the Bears because they're no good. I think the Texans win. Then they end up beating the New York Jets, and then the Browns lose on the road to Cincinnati. And look at that again, record 9-8. This was not planned. This is just how I think it's going to end up shaking out. So you've got the fifth seed, sixth seed, and seventh seed all at 9-8 right now in this scenario from my predictions going on the end of the year. Moving on to the bubble teams. Number eight is the Texans. And boy, do they have a kind of cupcake schedule towards the end here when I was looking at it. They got the Jets. While it is on the road, still think Jets aren't good enough. So Texans get the win against the Jets. They play the Titans, and I think they end up winning one. But I do think they split the series because they're going to play Tennessee twice, and I feel like Vrabel in those division games playing pretty tough. So I think they're going to end up splitting it, and they'll lose in Week 17 to the Titans. But they'll get the win over the Browns. I made that prediction earlier, and I also made this prediction at the end of the year in Week 18 on the road against the Colts. I think the Texans get the win, which means C.J. Stroud gets the Texans to 11-6 in his rookie year. That would be very impressive. And right now, you got the Texans with a wild card spot. We'll go over all this at the end, but just going over these teams. All right, next one here is the Broncos, who are sitting at number 9. And of course, we know that the Broncos are going to be playing the Chargers twice. So in this scenario, let's just say they split the series with the Chargers. They lose on the road. I think Detroit wins that game against the Broncos. Detroit's really good right now. They're going to get the Patriots, who aren't any good. I am not convinced the Chargers can win on the road against the Broncos a mile high yet, so I'm going to give this win to the Broncos. Then I think they end up beating the Raiders on the road, and that leaves the Broncos at 9-8. There's another 9-8 team. It's funny how many 9-8 teams are going to be. Now the Bills. The Bills, when you look at their schedule here, this is a little scary for Buffalo Bills fans because they got a real tough five-game sled here. They play Kansas City in Arrowhead. I think they lose that game. They play Dallas. Dallas is pretty good, so I think they end up losing that game. For this exercise, I've got the Chargers winning on the road. They're struggling. I know it's going to be a really hard game for the Chargers, and I know some of you might scoff at this, but just for this exercise, let's just say the Chargers win that game. I think they end up beating the Patriots for sure, but I think they end up losing to Miami on the road, and that's 7-10. Even if they beat the Chargers, that's 8-9. they got a real chance of going under 500 this season. That's just how the season shaked out for them. Shaken. Then the last one before the Chargers, because they're at 12, you've got the Cincinnati Bengals, who are kind of rolling right now. And their schedule here, a little soft, even without Joe Burrow. So, got the Indianapolis Colts. I think they win here. They got the Vikings. Vikings are struggling right now. That Josh Dobbs shine is kind of worn off a little bit. I predicted it earlier. They get the win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, even on the road. I think Kansas City is going to be too much on the road against Cincinnati. And I've got Cincinnati beating the Browns, which means Cincinnati will finish its 10-7 in this scenario. So let's look at now this playoff picture again, but with the final predictions. So again, I got a box around the top four. Dolphins, Ravens, Chiefs, Jaguars winning their division. There's your top four. You've got at number five, Steelers at 9-8. You got the Colts at 9-8. You got the Browns at 9-8. I've got the Texans at 11-6, circled there because they're going to get a wild card. I got the Broncos at 9-8. I've got the Bills at number 10 at 7-10. They're out. You got the Bengals at 10-7. They're in. So in order to get a playoff spot, this team is going to have to go 10-7, which means the Chargers are going to have to win out in order to guarantee themselves a playoff spot here at 10-7. If they lose a game, that means they're going to be 9-8, and they're going to be with every other team that's 9-8. That's the Steelers, Colts, Browns, and Broncos right now. I don't have any of the tiebreakers because that's too complicated to figure out right now. So 9-8 probably won't do it. They're going to have to go 10-7 to guarantee themselves a playoff spot, and it would be good enough. Now, this is all a projection, and every team could lose out. Maybe the Texans fall apart. Maybe Cincinnati just had a great game against the Jaguars, which is a really good team, and they're not as good with Browning as everybody thought. That's possible too. But 9-8 right now doesn't seem plausible. And I get the Steelers have Rudolph, and I get the Browns have Joe Flacco right now, and I get Gardner Minshew is with the Colts, and Browning could be bad, and the Bills could continue to struggle, and maybe the Broncos fall back into their slide again like the beginning of the year. A lot of things could happen, for sure, but I want a drink. This is crazy. The Chargers dug themselves in such a hole that right now it feels like if they don't win five straight games, they're in a lot of trouble in terms of making the playoffs. So that's it for me. That is the playoff picture, because let's all just share a picture. Let's go to the bar. Let's all hang out. Let's share a picture. Let's talk about all the good times. Maybe talk about next year and what they could do. But this is tough. It's going to be real hard. And the odds right now are very low for the Chargers. And it's got to start with a win on Sunday. So that's it for me. Follow me everywhere. Follow Lightning Round everywhere. Subscribe on YouTube. Join us in the Discord if you can. If not, we love you anyway. Thank you so much. Hope you guys have a great week. And let's just hope the Chargers score more on Sunday.